The time is the present.
Come and sit by me fire, and I'll tell you a tale that'll make your heart crack. It tells of a bloke who spent all his life broke, then coming to gold by the sack, but never lived to spend it. Get ready to turn on the taps, 'cause Irish eyes aren't smiling in me tale of Icky's collapse.
Icky's collapse. Does that say 2 miles?
Oh, forget it, mate. Drongos and Dills only down that way.
Drongos?
Halfwits.
Dills?
Peckles.
Ah.
I'm just telling you, sensible men steer clear of Icky's collapse.
Why?
Well, ask Icky. Or his stupid ghost.
Ghost?
Stop here. Oh, a bloke needs a reason for going any further than this. A good one. Well, thanks for the bum shift, mate.
Thanks for the witch.
Left. You're from Pommyland, you reckon?
Burnley, Lancashire.
Lots of drongos and dills in Burnley.
Sanitary operatives, detritus dredgers.
Come again?
The British waterways. Well, it's what I was. Joe Belcher, detritus dredger. Hauling rubbish out of the canals, dustbins, dead cats, used whatchamacallums, you know, the kind of thing.
Crikey.
Then I began to wonder, why am I wasting my life like this? Why am I dissipating my talents? A life on the ocean wave. But it wasn't. It was just messing about in dirty water. So, I answered this ad I found in a magazine in the public library.
What ad?
To be a trooper in the New South Wales Rural Constabulary, back of Burke Division. Wide open spaces, no experience required, own survival kit, billy cannon advantage.
Hey, you're a rosser.
Mind, I wouldn't want that said to anyone just now.
Aye?
That I'm a rosser, a policeman, oh no. Perhaps I shouldn't have even told you I'm incognito this trip.
Incognito?
Incognito. Special assignment, undercover investigation.
Down Icky's collapse.
I'll have your name if you don't mind.
Oh, now, look, I don't...
For my notes. Well, we're trained to keep careful notes in the back of Burke Division, essential to a clandestine operation.
It's truth, you're crack. What's there to investigate down Icky's collapse? It's practically no one even lives there anymore, only... Bonzo McGee runs the pub. His wife, Wide Awake Lil.
What then?
Wide Awake Lil.
Your name is Wide Awake Lil?
Oh, don't be Uncle Willie.
How did he get into it?
Silly. I'm Goanna Carew.
Goanna. Funny name, that.
Well, it's because I like living with snakes and lizards a sight better than people. And boy, am I right about that. Snakes and lizards think before they wriggle. Snakes and lizards don't go near Icky's collapse.
Oh, Wide Awake Lil. I like these colourful nicknames they give people out here. She must be always on the QV, eh? Keeping her eyes on the silver and that.
Or else she never misses the chance.
Chance? A chance of what?
Yeah. Yeah, you're about right for Icky's collapse, I reckon. You were in form. Just watch, you don't go the same way as all the other mugs.
What do you mean by that?
The other mugs wandered off into the desert looking for Icky's gold. Well, that's the story. If there's gold there, if Icky ever found any, and before you can say Burke and Wills, they've become...
Missing persons?
Well, yeah.
But Burke and Wills, aye. They really got lost, didn't they? Tried to find a passage south to north of Australia in the pioneer days. Well, look, people could get lost for even funnier reasons than that we say in the back of Burke Division. Oh, my word, no flies on us, Mr. Carew. Oh, my word, no. Well, nice to have met you, sir. Watch for the green man before crossing the road now.
Watch for the green... It's true, they keep on coming, don't they? Mugs, natural-born mugs. What tree do they grow on? Who picks them and sends them up here? Well, just so they stay well away from us snakes and lizards. Come and sit by me fire, and I'll tell you a tale that'll make your heart crack.
...1600 hours, just arrived at Icky's collapse. Deserted old place by the look, aye. Buildings in ruins. I can just make out the sign above the pub. The Miner's Rest. Well, that's a testimony to the fact that prospectors once came here in droves. After Icky's strike, it said...
Let's get out of it.
Here? What?
Move, can't you?
No, we smoke our soul. Wait and please.
Quick time, mate.
But you can't. Who in the world?
But if you're safe for Bolton,
start the bloody motor.
Not starting. No sweating. I'm getting with Rosie this time.
Your hands off me.
you Japanese jerk!
Japanese?
I'm mit for
you. You too, you German oaf!
Now, look!
Let me go! Let me out of this place! I'll get away. You'll see. You won't hold me.
I'm coming back, missy.
Something the matter, you blokes?
Miss Rosie, Gruppenführer.
Running away, Bonzo-san.
Bonzo-san, Gruppenführer, didn't I tell you to never get this stupid lingo? Well, well. And who's this?
You, Mr. McGee?
You know me?
Bonzo McGee, who runs the pub. I was told... Look, that young woman who just ran off was very upset, and these two characters...
Ah, don't get your wife fronting a twist over Mutton Jeff here.
Mutton Jeff?
Well, that's what I call them, right, fellas?
Yeah, boy, Bonzo.
Yeah, it's easier than trying to get your tongue around what they're really called. Now, as for Rosie, fear go. There's really nothing to worry about there. There's nowhere much a person can run to around Icky's collapse, anyway. Nah, it's all just a bit weird, these parts. Always has been. Ever since Hickey found all that gold and then lost it again.
Hickey's son's stupid bloody drunk.
Hey, Hickey, don't cough, Uncle La.
Yeah, yeah, you bet, fella. So, what work are we on today, eh? You still knocking up crates, are you, Mud?
Oh, no.
And for Jeff, new excavations?
Not making excavations today, please.
Eh?
Sciatica. More spinning.
Ick also. I'm kaput for 5 foot.
Starve the lizards. You're a couple of crocs, you do. I don't know where I'll keep you on.
Oh.
Go and give each other a rub with Sloane's liniment, then.
Danke schön, Gruppenführer. Sloane's liniment can mutually...
Sloane's liniment will make it working 2 times the hardness tomorrow. What's all fun?
Poor old coots.
Who on earth are they?
Just turned up here one day, whinging they couldn't run no further.
Run?
But move. You know how it is. Just shove round the world all your life, never find that place you really want to be. In the end, you've gone far enough. Anyway, I saw how a couple of roustabouts could be handy round the place, so I let them stay. But why have you come? The lure of Hickey's gold, right?
Hickey's gold? Oh, no, I don't care about things like that.
You don't?
I mean, I'm interested, of course. Who wouldn't be? It's an intriguing old tale.
Tale?
Yarn, as you might say.
It's no yarn. No fear. Hickey's gold is out there somewhere. It is. You'd better believe it.
Aye, no doubt.
Untouched, biggest vein ever discovered. Just waiting, waiting for the bloke who stumbles on it the way Hickey did.
That young woman, Mr. McGee, I can't help being bothered about that young woman. Who is she and why did
Bonzo?
She...
Bonzo? That a bloke you got there?
Wide awake Bill still doesn't drop off easy.
A bloke, I said. It looks like a bloke you're talking to.
He's wearing strides, Lil.
Well, bring him in. Give him a drink or something. You need to think of me. I'm isolated these days, starved of company. Starved, always up. Yahoo!
Hello. Come in the pub, mate. Meet the pull and strain.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
Ball and chain.
Why do I wait, Lil?
Yeah. You know her too. Look.
A chap I met, gave him a lift. He mentioned it. Name of Goanna Carew. Oh,
man, old Goanna. Crikey, I ran into him. Ah! He's just a crazy old hermit who thinks he's a camel.
A witch?
Well, who else lives out in the dry the way he does? What's your name, anyway?
Belcher. Joe Belcher. I'm out from Burnley, England. On a bit of a trip, you know.
Hey, a tourist. Seeing the sights.
That's right, seeing Australia.
Well, that's what we do here. We cater for tourists. Cater real good.
So, I was never in England, nah. They reckon it's cooler than Wagga Wagga, even. You know, temperatures down in the 60s sometimes. This is me wife, then. Oh. Lil?
Meet Joe Belcher.
Joe Belcher. Well, you come from a nice, healthy family, don't you, Joe?
Eh?
Those biceps, those pectorals. Oh, and that tight little tucked in behind.
Look.
Yeah, take no notice of Lil. Just goes berserk at the sniff of a bit of beefcake. We tried pills for it. They didn't do no good. Give him a beer, darling.
A muscle man like you will find Hickey's gold if anyone's going to, I'd say, Joe.
But I'm not looking for Hickey's gold.
You're not?
Honest.
Oh, that's what they all say. Then it gets to them. Oh, you're so strong, masterful. Oh, and that look in your eyes.
Oh, give it a bow, will you?
Bonzo, I just mean he's single-minded, the kind of man who always gets what he wants, and heaven helps whoever stands in his way.
Well, I can be a bit of a terror in a dominoes tournament.
You are staying at the pub, Joe?
Yeah.
We've got rooms, lot free just now. Not many people this time of year.
Not a bloody soul, you mean. Haven't clapped eyes on a decent-looking man since June. Now, where's the percentage in that, do you reckon, Joe? A woman like me, sociable, warm, giving...
What happens to the tourists, exactly?
Tourists?
Well, you know, the ones who come here and then just vanish.
Who told you people vanish at Hickey's collapse? Who ever said a thing like that?
Goanna Carew, boy, that old rat man.
No, there's talk elsewhere. Aye, quite a bit of it, like. Our people have disappeared. 6 or so, I think I heard. That's a lot.
You reckon?
Makes you think, I mean.
Think what?
Yeah, makes you think, all right. Worry, even. You never guess how much, Joe. I tried to tell the Rosses how worried we were about it all, but I don't think they paid much heed.
The Rosses?
The troopers, yeah. Came here last April. Nice blokes, well built. Oh, one of them with a... Oh, but there, thinking about that gets me nowhere. They just seem to have the idea.
Aye.
Well, it's crazy, Joe. You'd hardly believe it. But they got it through their heads that Bonzo and I could have something to do with their disappearances.
Did it?
Us, honest pub keepers, just trying to make an honest living. Doing our best to tell people not to be such buffheads as to wander off into the desert looking for Higgy's gold.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do, is it?
All the time, but it's no good. The cloud always claims its victims.
Cloud? What cloud?
The black cloud hangs over Hickey's collapse.
A black cloud of dire misfortune.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Hickey dropped dead in the street, right outside the pub here.
No.
After he'd lost his gold and realised he'd never find it again.
Sure.
So that leaves, I don't know, a sort of curse on the place.
A curse?
Curse.
We thought of leaving, but mania timing off. Well, the pub doesn't make us a decent living, but we feel we've got a... responsibility.
Responsibility?
To the people who come here. The poor, deluded saps who don't know about the black cloud.
And how it can swallow you up.
That's very unselfish.
Well, you can't think of number one all the time, Joe. They hear it calling to him, you see. Hickey's gold. The biggest vein ever discovered. Out there, begging to be found. And so, well... they get eaten up with gold lust.
Gold lust?
There's still the other sort, Joe. You know all about that, don't you?
One track mind.
L-U-S-T.
Yeah. What are you doing that for?
What?
Writing things down.
Oh, trained. I mean, I need to keep a record of my impressions for when I get back to Burnley to share with the folk. Lust. We had a talk on lust once when I was in the Canal Street Sea Cadets, I think. Aye, just after the one on the bowline.
I bet you tie a real mean knot, Joe.
I've learned my ropes.
Me, I just do the best I can.
Yeah, you were there when they spun the twine, darling.
Oh, heck is gold, eh? Crying out to people, tempting them to their own destruction,
yeah.
Like. Aye, I understand about that. I see how responsible people could feel a responsibility. We'd have to... 2000 hours. Note once more. Dark already. Comes down sudden in these parts. So far so good, I think. Bonzo McGee and his wife, wide awake, Lil, don't remotely suspect I'm here to conduct a new investigation into the disappearances. This black cloud... over Hickey's collapse. I understand about things like that. Who could forget those odd goings-on in Gano Tunnel after old Alf Wiggins fell into canal drunk and drowned? And I firmly believe Bonzo and Lil are what the troopers last April failed to see they were. Honest publicans, genuinely concerned for gold-mad folk who break their hearts and even lose their lives at Hickey's collapse, lusting after wealth untold. Now, pub. Bit primitive, aye. Tap in my room, but under the bed, a pot. What me dad called a gazunder. That's because the main convenience is an outside one, or a dunny, as the Australians call it. Long time since we had one of them in Burnley, all lined up at the end of the cottages. Here it's just a can out there in the desert that... Wait on. What's that noise? Somebody crying out in the passage.
Hello? Oh,
Steve, you're not still hanging around, are you?
Aren't you that young woman who ran off today? Well, aren't you?
Why don't you just get lost, I said.
Who are you? What's wrong?
Leave me alone.
No, no, come inside a minute.
Stop it.
Look, I'm Joe Belcher from Burnley. Now, what's all this about, for goodness sake? Why are you crying?
What am I going to do, Joe Belcher from Burnley?
Do? About what?
Everything. Nowhere to run to, you see. No escape from Hickey's collapse. Clear off into the desert where you've only got to come back. Try and pinch a vehicle. They come after you in one of the others. They've got about 6 cars in that old barn behind the pub, you know.
6?
Why do they need six cars?
Well, the ones who disappeared, the ones they reckon trekked out into the desert and never came back, had paid their bills, had they? So Bonzo keeps their cars in settlement. Sends Mutt and Jeff into Bourke to sell one every so often.
Mutt and Jeff, aye, right seedy pair if I ever saw one. Who are they?
Army types, Bonzo says.
Australian army?
Wake it up.
It's rum, right rum. And they called you Miss Rosie, didn't they? What does that mean? Where do you fit into the scheme of things?
Well, I'm Rosie McGee.
Here, Bonzo and Lil's...
Kid. That's right. The one and only. I should have been well out of Higgy's collapse by this time. Only things went wrong.
What went wrong? What are you talking about?
Well, there was this bloke used to come through on cattle drives. Stockman. Name of Merv.
Merv?
He was a great long drinker, Foster's. Thick as ears rock too. Yeah, only beggars can't be choosers. So I agreed to take off with him.
Yeah.
It was all I could do. You don't understand. Only Bonzo found out, and boy, did he throw a willy.
You mean Uncle Willie again? A relative? I mean...
Did his nana climb the cactus without strides on? Yelled, what did I think I was doing deserting him and Lil? Merv was just a perv. You name it. Then the accident started happening.
Accidents?
To Merv. Every time he came through, a chimney fell once, then the ground opened up under his feet. The last I saw of him was tearing off into the sunset, being chased by a half-crazed wallaby someone had put whiskey into.
No.
So that was me banged up, condemned to sell block bloody H.
But what's all this about accidents? This isn't much of a place for good luck, I know that, but surely your father wouldn't want to keep you a prisoner.
Why wouldn't he? Aren't I awake up? Aren't I the only one who could... Ah, look, don't get involved, Joe Belcher from Burnley.
Oh.
Don't listen to me. Nah, I'm just a mistake around here. When you boil it down...
What does that mean?
Bonzo and Lil never really wanted me. Honest. It's mad, isn't it? They could have done without me to start with. Now, when I'm ready to shove off, they don't let me go.
Joe? You in there?
Strike! It's Lil!
You mother.
Look, don't let her in. You don't know what she's like in a bedroom. Strike, if she found me in here...
Hey, get in the wardrobe.
Pull the door over quick.
Oh.
Sorry.
Just give... Sorry.
Jack, look, you're not in the
dummy.
I've just been down there.
Hi. Just a sec. Mrs. McGee. Oh, think of that. I was just going to bed.
Great minds think alike, mate.
Oh,
Joe. Joe Belcher from...
Burnley.
Oh, you don't know what it means to have a real man here again. A third man.
Here, stop this.
All the nail-biting and bloody frustration I've been through. You don't know what it's like for a normal, healthy woman stuck here in temperatures never out of the 80s.
You have a husband.
Bonzo?
Hey.
Oh, Bonzo, yeah. Poor Bonzo gave it up for letting 977 and never got the urge again.
Now, look, Mrs. Wideawake... You can't carry on this way. Stop that. Oh, hey,
the bowline.
I'll teach you how to tie a proper bowline.
Oh, why waste time? Why stand that when we could have a bloody lie down?
Stendo! Rooms ass!
Beg your pardon?
Oh, I might have known the type you was the minute I clapped eyes on you.
Help! My husband!
Mr. McGee!
Sheila Jumper! Nookie merchant! Come on here, messing around with my grouse gear!
You witch!
You've practically got your filthy meat hooks on it!
But I haven't, I mean, I wouldn't. She!
Please don't hurt him, Bonzo. Don't be jealous of him just because he's got lead in his pencil.
You know as well as me, I can't control myself when this kind of thing happens. Don't get out of my way, wrong witch!
Oh, so that's how it's done. That's how you handle it.
Rosie, what the...
Where the hell did you spring from?
I've rumbled the technique at last. Sex and mayhem. Sex and mayhem. That's the way you've organised it time and again, isn't it? Oh, I've been a mug not to see it before.
Look,
you cherry cracker, Joe. You ferret freak.
Me? What's a ferret freak?
A pommy pervert. Hell's teeth, don't you people in
Burnley?
Burnley speak bloody English. What? Isn't it enough you put the hard word on my wife? You've got to have a go at my only daughter, too.
What?
I'll kill you.
Stop.
Kill me.
Can I hit him with... How can I dong him?
Dong me?
Not that. Not the chamber pot, Bonzo. Not when we've just replaced the...
Chemise lifter.
Chemise.
Joe, what did they do? Why didn't you just go? Joe.
Now, Icky was never too clever.
In fact, he was really a dope. He didn't know a pound from a hole in the ground or Captain Cook from the Pope. He thought he'd go prospecting, find some gold in the desert, perhaps. Oh, that's the kind of a mug as was wending his way to Icky's collapse.
Mr. Belcher, you all right, Mr. Belcher? Oh, thank the Lord you're coming round.
Oh.
We're really sorry, mortified. Bonzo here wants to apologise.
With that cherry, Mr. Belcher, truth, I've done some dippy things in my time, but that... Where? Who?
Yeah, you're downstairs again and foul, lying on an old sofa. There's a bit of a lump on your head, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God.
And I put a plaster on it and Sloane's linen.
Yes, Sloane's linen. Rosie, where?
Rosie? Oh, she shoved off again, you know, at the young hour, always out with her friends.
Heck, he's come up. Mr. Belcher, I'm a jealous man. Now, you don't need to be told that, but you need to try and understand. When you're married to a wife who's a scorcher, the sort other men go stupid for.
Bond, honest.
No, let's be straight about it, Lil. The bloke's always queued up for you, tongues hanging out worse than a lizard. I don't blame you for going after her the way you did, Mr. Belcher.
Look, I didn't.
And I hope you don't blame me for taking advantage of your wild passion either. Your insatiable desire.
The truth
about that is that I didn't have any choice. Left biting my stupid nails too long.
Oh, I'm given demanding woman.
Suddenly faced with this gorgeous, uncontrolled hunk. You are, you know, a hunk.
I am.
Bondi lifesavers, break your hearts.
Oh, wow. So, we're both sorry it happened, Mr. Belcher. More sorry than we can say.
Why are you calling me Mr. Belcher?
We'll get you back to bed now, shall we?
And in the morning, a real outback breakfast. How about that? Prime steak, sausages, eggs.
Liver and bacon.
And then mushrooms, tomatoes. Hey, would you like a violet crumble bar chucked in?
Oh, 700 hours notes again. Oh, mad. Oh. Changing Bonzo and Lil, aye. Polite to me, like. Apologetic. And appreciative of my, well, masculine qualities, aye. Well, that's some of the tatter come out like, sooner or later. Funny it shouldn't have done so back home without Sandra. Never seemed to light her flame, despite years of trying. Might have stayed in Burnley if I had. Anyway, it all goes to prove it's just as I thought. Bonzo and Lil are honest folk. But young Rosie, what happened to her this time? Why did she come up to my room last night, anyway? By gum, you don't suppose. Hey, what's that? Here, who?
Here, under your bed. Just about as comfortable as a bent Jerry.
Oh, but...
Quick, back during the night. Tried to wake you, but you were out for the count.
Look.
Where do you keep your keys? For the Jeep down below.
Why do you want my keys?
I keep a collection. Win a Cupid or want to get 100. Where are they?
What am I right, sure, of course.
Of course.
The precaution overnight. Lose your vehicle keys in the outback as well.
Right, let's go then. If we stepped on it, we could even be in Burke before they know we're gone.
You mean you still want to run away?
Well, don't you? After last night?
Last night? Oh, that were now serious. Nothing to worry about. No. That were all a misunderstanding.
A witch?
Oh, your mum had ever mortified about it, they said. Oh, your mum was, well, how shall I put it, like, she were overcome by desire for me.
Hey.
As a result, your dad couldn't control himself. It's the sort of thing that happens, I'm afraid. It could happen again, though, so they say.
Are you honestly the butterhead you act like? Eh? Or is it something they make you pass exams in the Backerberg division?
Backerberg? Yeah, how did you...
They searched you after they knocked you out.
Searched me?
Found your papers with that stupid diary or whatever it is you keep.
My notes, but...
They know you're a trooper. Someone sent here to snoop on them. So why shouldn't they make out to you they're as sorry as can be about last night? They can't knock you off in the usual way now.
Knock me off?
There'd be a heavy investigation after with a bloke like you. So that old jazz about the randy wife and the husband who's had a bellyful isn't worth the play acting. I've used it a lot in the past. I see now, practically routine, but with you it'd have to be something that'd convince the authorities. An accident, a nasty
Rosie,
one.
Look, are you feeling all right this morning?
Come again?
Well, I know I'm the one who got knocked on the head, but you seem to be suffering the consequences.
Look, don't you know what's happening at Hickey's collapse? Haven't you woken up to a single thing?
Well, people vanish here, I know that.
Nothing else? Like how they vanish?
Well, others in the back of Burke Division seem to jump to certain conclusions about that, but... I don't think they've analysed the facts with objectivity and clinical detachment.
With objectivity and clinical detachment?
Oh, right, we're trained to do things that way. Now, I don't like disagreeing with my superiors, but they seem to me to have been untrue to their own principles this time, so it's my duty to swim against the tide.
Bonzo's my old man. Lil's my mother, even though she never gave a gum nut for that. Spent most of my life at boarding schools.
Well, you couldn't get an education here.
I mean, there are things I can't say. Things I choked up. They were determined to find Hickey's gold, you know.
Who?
Bonzo and Lil. It was like a passion with them, the whole reason they came here. They wanted to get rich quick.
That's called enterprise in modern Britain.
Joe, it all went on too long. Years of living in hope with never any results. Lil finally got fed up with their back teeth. Also, they'd used up their capital. Cost money prospecting for gold, and they didn't have any more.
Except what they could earn from the people passing through.
On the button trooper, cooking with gas, keep right on trucking.
You mean?
Things I choked, I have to tell you. Things I couldn't find the words to say.
Rosie, upon my soul, are you saying... But no, that's impossible. I think we'd best both decide this conversation never took place.
Why did the back of book division send you on this job anyway? Come on, Joe.
Hey, where are we going?
It's still bad. Well, maybe it's got to turn chronic before you start using it for something other than the blob on the end of your neck. I've got things to show you, mate.
For the casserole, for the roast, for the
table. Matt, you see? Looking up boxes.
Boxes? What for?
Storage, Bonzo says. Who knows? All kinds of things that need getting out of the way around a place like this.
Works well, doesn't it? Good as any trade.
Oh, Matt's a real expert with the old saw and hammer, Bonzo says.
Real German craftsman, aye.
Had a job like it back in the old country, the story goes. Knocking up boxes. Or something similar at some camp or other.
Camp? Oh, was he on your
way? It was all quite a while ago, but during World War II.
Old army type, aye. That's right, you said. Oh, sad.
Hey?
I know these old army types, Rosie. Us, the Germans, they're all alike. They've borne the burden and the heat of the day. In the end, they just need to blot out the sad memories. Devote themselves to simple, useful tasks. And that's Jeff, digging.
Yeah, digging.
What's he digging exactly?
Looks like holes, doesn't it?
In a sort of cave.
Sacred site.
Sacred site?
Oh, yeah. These recesses in the rocks are sacred to the Aborigines. Bonzo says you got to take all that seriously. So he sends Jeff up here to bury the bones.
Bones?
Kangaroo bones. Any time there's a box full. The tribes around here all reckon they're descended from the kangaroo, see? So Bonzo sees to it they're all put down here.
Must be a lot of kangaroos die around Dickie's collar.
Oh, Bonzo reckons it's one of their favourite places for coming to keel over.
I fancy that now.
And of course, once things get put down here, buried, they can't practically ever be disturbed again. Ah, there's laws protecting sacred sites. Nice easy action with the shovel Jeff's got. But then he did a lot of digging during the war, of course.
Pacific campaign, that'd be.
Place called Blood Island.
Old army times. Oh, you can't beat them, Rosie. Digging for victory to the bitter end.
That's right. The Japs won the war, didn't they?
He was Hickey's love that drove him down the road to Hickey's collapse. You beauty.
How about that? Dynamite.
Hell. Hell's teeth. You have to creep up on people like that. You nearly caused a nasty accident. Let's hear that clump of the good old size 12, same as always.
Knock it off, Bonzo. Just you quit putting me down all the time. I don't like it, and I don't have to put up with it, especially in front of likely hunters.
Oh, that bloke Joe. Stupid Pom still wouldn't know what to do if you handed him the sheep shears and pointed out the knicker elastic.
Now, just
you... Why don't you try the pills again? Maybe you took too much water with them last time.
What do you want with dynamite?
Used to be strictly business, all that stuff, Lil, just to get the mugs in.
What?
Vamping the customers, measuring them up for mattress size.
So what else is it?
Something different, maybe? Something you get a kick out of? It's more than just an optional flaming extra. Look, what about the grand plan? Thought we was only doing it all for Hickey's gold. The golden tomorrow, the gold coast.
That golden tomorrow.
Yeah, it's there, darling.
Waiting for us.
Staring us in the face.
Oh, you can feel it sometimes. Smell it out there, like a rose or a... Look, dynamite's no good. Don't be a mug. You've wrecked too many schemes already with things that blow up.
What did I ever blow up that didn't need to be cleared off the face of the earth?
The dog.
Oh.
That commercial traveller from Gundabog.
Bogabri.
Cute, wasn't he? Thought he'd shove off in the middle of the night so he wouldn't have to pay his bill in the morning. Only, who copped the jellic night sausage you'd made for his breakfast? Poor bloody Rover.
Yeah. Oh, you're so slick and clever, aren't you? Your schemes never come on their backside, do they?
Don't Tell me which. Go on. Just tell me.
The managing director of Fit You Up Girls.
Look, that's not...
No figure too great a challenge.
Hell, a bloke like them had no business landing up in a dump like this anyway. What gave him the idea that someone like me needed one of his stupid corsets? I had to model it for him to show him how unnecessary it was.
You know as well as me, he was trying to get away from his wife and couldn't think of anywhere further to run. Only she turned up, didn't she? Just as you was half out of the Maiden's Dream Ultra form and half into the Barely There wraparound. Yeah, bloody marvellous success that caper turned out to be.
Look, it was all because neither of them used the mouthwash I left in the basement.
Ah, straight sheep dip. Talk about cutting flaming corners.
What are you knocking the sheep dip for? It's been Old Faithful before today.
You'll never ride the range with that stuff, Dale. Not anymore.
Sheep dip. Lovely, reliable sheep dip. Neat with soda, in tea, or even in a dose of salts. It never lets you down.
So there it is, Joe. You've got the full picture. And here's the jeep. Want to make tracks now?
What for?
You've got the strong of mutton, Jeff, haven't you? And did you see Bonzo as we came by the yard just now? Taking dynamite out of a big box. Now, who do you reckon he's going to blow up with that?
Dynamite's used for mining operations.
Look, your jeep's standing there begging to be started. Aren't you going to hate its pitiful cries?
Rosie.
Shall I try it in Greek? Whatever crazy language you talk in.
Burnley.
There must be some lingo I can get through in.
For goodness sake, what's the matter with you? You sound just like my Sandra, all inflamed. Can't you see you've got it all wrong about your parents?
Hey?
I don't know how you can think what you do about them. It's, well, wicked, shameful.
Hey.
You need to ponder it a bit, you really do. In Burnley, we call it, well, hardly showing proper respect for your mum and dad.
You mean, in spite of... Oh, I'm getting out of here.
What do you mean? You can't.
Keep the keys to your jeep, mate.
No.
I've done my best for you, Joe. But I won't stick around while you just put your concrete head in a noose.
What are you doing? Stop that.
Yeah. What's going on? Who's taking off?
Rosie.
Who's that little... Get after her, someone. Mum. Jeff.
Rosie. Rosie pissing off, somebody say.
Well, we weren't looking.
She won't get far.
Stupid trash. You can wreck everything, Bonzo.
Wreck what?
We'll catch her. There's a supercharged Plymouth in the barn. Third mark back left it.
Mum. Jeff.
I said she won't get far.
What was that, Mr. Milter?
I wish you'd just call me Joe.
Look, what are you rabbiting about? You said she won't get far.
Well, she can't really. There isn't any petrol in the tank.
Eh?
No, I had to fill it up. Where's the petrol station here, anyway?
Petrol station?
I should have asked before, I suppose. We're trained to keep the fuel supply topped up at all times.
And didn't no one train you never to travel without a reserve can in the outback?
Reserve can?
Square metal thing stuck in a rack at the back, screw top.
Oh, that. Wonder what it was for, aye?
Look.
Aye?
Are you on our side or something, Mr. Belcher?
What the hell do you mean by that, you dum-dum?
Well, it's just that he's...
All I'm concerned about is that you and your wife shouldn't be wrongfully accused, Mr. McGee.
Wrongfully accused?
Well, there are those in the back of Burke Division dead convinced.
Dead convinced?
Oh, I don't mind telling you that. But anyone looking into it can see you've actually been trying to prevent the disappearances. Always warning loud and clear of the black cloud. Doing your level best to stop people racked with goalers from behaving like galahs. So I'm going to bring the rest of the division here.
The rest of the division?
To let them see the truth for themselves.
Oh,
you want it settled at last, don't you? Cleared up like?
The whole bloody division?
And you're finding it a bit cooler today, are you, Mrs. McGee?
Cooler? Yeah. That's not really such a problem at this time like this, you know. I mean, when it's way down in the 70s like today. No fear. No, I'm handling it. I'm handling it real good.
Mickey wandered all over the outback, where even the roads wouldn't stray. He started prospecting, then all unsuspecting. He struck a rich vein one fine day, as wide as rural Britannia, with nuggets as big as an apse. Oh, that's the part of a church where it's roomy. And Hickey was far from collapse.
Yeah, yeah, so we've got to get him. Got to get him good, right? Yeah, Volkgruppenführer. Tommy Schwein, the center von Lieder. Where's Jeff? Jeff, keine Ahnung, Gruppenführer.
Well, he ought to be here. We need to work out what our options are.
Options?
The whole thing's got to look like a real bit of bad luck. Something that just couldn't be avoided.
Avoided?
Perhaps one method mightn't be enough after all. No, we need to cover ourselves.
It's bad business having all eggs in Cell Corp.
Not that I've changed my mind about Lil and her bloody sheep.
Sheep dips? It's what the bar?
No, you drongo. Sheep dip rotten bar. Sheep dip up the creek with the alligators bar.
Oh, sheep dip nicht.
Booby traps. Now, booby traps are up and running. With or without dynamite. I'll leave all that to you, Mutton. Work out some new ones. Why not?
Some little show Lil she isn't the great brain she thinks she is.
Oh, booby traps, Mitch, booby traps. Floor scallopsing on the feet. Fire stripping up all legs.
Beard. Falling objects. How about falling objects? Bits of masonry dropping off buildings.
It's old times coming back. It's happy days of youth, Kriegspiel.
Come here.
Das gibt es noch nicht. Is Lily Marlene once more an der Laternenfall? Es gefällt mir.
Jeff.
Und I
Jeff, I need to talk to you.
Please, missy. Bones all sound saying, Jeff, coming most quickly.
Yeah, I'll say what's first on the menu around here for a change. Bonzo isn't so damn smart.
Oh.
We gotta act fast, Jeff. Not much time.
Ah, so?
Now, you see this here? Oh. You know what this is? Sheep dip.
Ah, your wish? Dipping sheep, missy?
Ah, don't be such a stump tail. What's the only sensible thing to do with sheep dip? Slip it in the drinks.
Slip in drinks?
Drinks that you take around to everyone. Oh. Well, it's such dry weather, everybody needs a beer.
Oh.
On the house. You got it?
Sheep dippy beer on house for all people.
Ah, you take. Keep the glass with a sheep dip for Joe. Look, it's easy. Put a cross on the glass you don't slip the sheep dip into.
Cross on glass I don't put it into.
So the glass without the cross is the glass with the sheep dip.
Cross without glass.
Glass without cross, you ratbag.
It's glass without dipping sheep.
Sheep dip can't get the simplest thing right.
Glass without glass. Glass without sheep dipping. Dip sheep is...
Sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marlene, wie einst Lili Marlene.
He's making mighty fine booby traps, gemütlich.
Devising most pleasing falling objects, das ist in Ordnung.
Glass without glass is glass without dipping sheep. Shipping deep.
Jeff, in mein Herz again, springtime is. Herr Gruppenführer is saying we use dynamite again. Blowing up once more. Boom. Boom.
Shipping deep in cloth without glass. Cloth in glass.
Oh, and booby traps.
Making masonry falling crash bang. Tripping wires causing people ping. Coming to plunk.
Here, deep ship. Ship deep. Here, glassing.
Do leap aside.
Slipping ship in glass deep. Just sleeping deep in glass.
Returning good old days is Jeff. Ambush or the hammer ist.
Oh.
Now we keep rush down to a township. Bought drinks all around like a swell. When I said, where's your gold, mate? How much gold, mate? He suddenly cried, bloody hell. I clean forgot to notice or mark the spot down on me maps. And that's the truth, by crikey. That's the truth of Vicky's collapse.
Oh, what the hell? Come on. Come on. What's happened? The stupid thing can't be out of gas. Oh, no. Even Joe couldn't be so. I must have... Reserve can. Wait a minute. Ruthie could be so dumb as to... Well, now, how do I help him? Oh, what do I do? I was hoping to find troopers, try to... Oh, Joe. Joe, why don't they have laws against people like you? You and stupid Merv! What's the matter with me? Somebody point the bone at me the day I was born? Why do I keep falling into those wide-open spaces behind stupid Drongo's eyes?
So just in, right there, Joe. Yeah, near the old oil drum. Oh, like right. A lovely picture.
But why do you want to take my photograph, Mr. McGee?
Well, we keep a special album. Important people have come here.
Oh, important. Well, that's very flattering, but...
Now, just a little further back. All set with the flash. Mark, the flash sport.
You shouldn't need a flash in this light.
Further back yet. Blinking, please. It's blinking time. Now. Ah.
Ooh.
Christ. Good grief. That old oil drum blew up.
Most great jungle chief, make me press flash button. Mrs. McGee say blinging thing from Mr. Belcher's sound quick time.
Flipex, lunkheads.
Joe,
what happened? The oil drum blew up, exploded.
It's truth, what do you know? But they do. Yeah, stand in the sun too long.
Good is the slap, chief.
But if I'd have been standing closer to it,
you could have been dead unlucky, son. Unlucky. Let's get out of it.
The truth is better.
So... There, you see?
Those rocks on the horizon.
That's right. Sun only hits them once a day. Remarkable sight. We show everyone.
What's supposed to happen?
Well, you're not really standing in the right place to see, no. More over here. That's it. Square under the old pub sign. The rocks kind of sparkle.
Sparkle? What's that?
Keep looking.
I thought I heard a kind of creaking timber. It sounded like...
No, I never heard nothing. Listen, I just got to go in and see to the... Kings, yeah.
Blessed if I can see anything.
No, stay away.
Me foot. What on earth? Here, the old pub sign, it came down.
You buffet mutt. Mutt.
Yeah, boy.
What's mutt doing up on the roof?
Look at the leaks.
But it isn't raining. It won't be the rainy season for months.
Mutt's a slow worker. Crikey, he's practically crippled me. Then what are you laughing about, your $3 bill? You made a stupid mistake. What's so funny?
Oh, time's much more than you, Shannon Boyd,
eh? It's true, the staff you get these days.
It's the black cloud.
Hey?
Hanging over Hickey's collapse. Look, we better get you inside. Get that foot seen too. Oh, Hickey's curse, forever threatening, claiming its victims.
Yes, Lily Marlene. Yes, Lily Marlene.
Mutt, there you are. I needed to see you.
You have all here, Belcher.
Mr. McGee's more comfortable now. He'll be glad to hear. I don't think all the bones in his foot are broken, but I need a vehicle.
Vehicle, Yavol.
Out of the barn. I have to get Mr. McGee to hospital and... Look, why are you crying? He's all right, I said.
You going, Danny, Peter?
It could have been worse. Old buildings like this, they can fall apart if you look too hard at them.
You're not going to Danny?
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's good going, Danny. It's nature going, Danny. It's a place where all the world must be going.
Well, yes. Sooner or later, I expect. But I still don't understand why you're crying like this. A little while ago, you were laughing fit to bust.
Schadenfreude was. Now Weltschmerz ist.
Ah, of course.
Mein Herz ist schwer, thinking of old times. People's getting hurt always most funny was. People's getting killed ever most grateful is. You're a nice man. My world must be grateful for you.
Well, is it? I mean...
Look in all places upstairs for you. Drinking time once more.
Nine, Jeff! Not coming downstairs.
Oh, sun now being over back here. Oh,
no, Jeff, you not come downstairs. No!
He fell down the stairs. He.
You must die!
What's going on? I'm trying to fix some crutches for Bonzo and Jeff.
Don't come near Mrs. McGee. No, no. I'm very much afraid. Great heavens. His neck's broken.
Hi.
He's left us.
Corpse?
Gone on before.
A wooden commander job. Look, what's going on here?
And when he was only trying to bring me a drink.
Well, did you have it?
Eh?
The drink, did you have it?
Well...
Frat brain dingling. I mean, he was only trying to be thoughtful, Mr. Belcher. He wasn't very polite, not doing what he wanted, especially now that he's gone.
Yes, I'm sorry, it's terrible.
Welch, merci.
Just a minute. It was as though he tripped on something. Suddenly, he just went head over heels. Wait a bit, there's something on the stairs here. A wire stretched across.
Crikey. Our dingo trap.
Which?
Dumbest person.
How could he fall foul of our dingo trap? He knew it was there, same as everyone else.
You're saying this wire across the stairs is some kind of trap?
They come inside, see? They're curious, dingoes. So you leave out bits of meat and that to tempt them upstairs. And then when they run down again to get out, they slice their stupid heads off.
Well, I can't say we had devices like that in Burnley, no. It was just mouse traps in the loft, isn't
it? Give it a bone, can't you, Matt?
He's very upset, Mrs. McGee.
He says there's too much grief in the world.
Too much bloody horsing about, for Pete's sake. What's up with everyone? We never had muck-ups like this before. Tragedies. Yeah, yeah. Things have got to stop being so bloody tragic around here.
Right, rush the end of the township, we'll drink through. Split me, am I seeing things? A Sheila here in the outback.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, thank the Lord. I was hoping against hope I'd run into someone soon.
Oh, this far out's a flaming miracle, sister. What does a bird brain like you think she's doing anyway?
I'm trying to get back to Hickey's collapse.
See what I mean? Anyone with any sense of me getting away from a place like that?
Look, I've got to get back. The jeep conked out and he's in danger.
Who's in danger?
Oh, you wouldn't know him. Just a trooper. Joker by the name of Joe Belcher.
Joe Belcher? Oh, well, I always remember a real ning-nong when I meet one. So that prawn-eared Rosa finally found out he should listen to a bit of decent advice, eh?
Look, you got to help me get back there. I'm not even sure I'm going the right way. You're going to Carew, aren't you?
And you got to be Rosie McGee. Yeah, I remember you when you... Well, when you wasn't no bigger than a Joey. Still haven't got much in the brains department, have you? Hickey's collapse. Ah, well, snakes and wallabies are probably wondering why it's getting so crowded around here anyway. Well, let's make tracks. Now, down this way.
Now, you got it right, Mutt. We can't have no slip-ups this time.
No slipping up, Open if you are.
He'll come out the side door of the pub down there when I call him. I told him I'd let him know when the car was ready. He's writing up his report on Jeff.
All you got to do, mate, is put your foot down and drive straight at him when he shows. 60 miles an hour.
70.
Just so you don't pick no daisies on the way. Get him.
Get him.
No matter what.
Yeah, boy.
1,500 hours. Just about on my way to take Bonzo to hospital in the Big Plymouth and then fetch the division back here. He seems all right on his crutches for the minute. He and Mrs. McGee are pretty upset about Jeff's death, though. I can see that. It's hard for them, really. An old soldier they'd only wanted to help dies in a dingo trap they'd set to protect the house from wild animals. Funny way to go. Still, it bears out my general theory, which I'll make clear to the division. In a strange country, you have to accept there'll be strange explanations for things.
Joe!
Rosie! Back on.
Lord, you're still all right.
Well, why shouldn't I be all right? Look, about the petrol in the tank.
Forget about that. I ran into old Goanna Carew. He brought me back. Oh, you mug!
Oh.
You full-blooded man! Why can't I get away from people like you?
Get away?
Yeah.
From people like me?
Yes.
Well, why should you want to? Rosie, what an odd thing to say. What's the matter with us?
Nothing. Maybe that's the whole flaming trouble.
Come again.
Don't you understand anything? Can't you do anything in your life except treat everything that happens to you like a surprise package? Look, if I had anything in my head except air, I'd write you off as too much luggage to lug around. Not wanted on voyage. A great stupid travelling trunk when all I need is a toothbrush. The way I should have done with Merv before it was too late.
Merv? The one who got chased by a drunken kangaroo?
Who else?
Why bring him into it? And what's likely to be too late?
Just say it isn't going to be with you too, Joe. Say it and mean it, mate. It's important. I don't know why, but suddenly it's more important than practically anything else I can think of.
Rosie, bless my soul.
Joe! You still in there, Joe? The car's ready.
Aye, Mrs. McGee, right there. Your father got his foot hurt, Rosie. I have to go with him to the hospital.
Then I'm coming too.
Hey, there's no need for that.
There bloody might be. People who swing from tree to tree ought to have a decent creeper to hang on to. Come on, Tarzan.
Oh.
Right, he's coming out the side door. Stand by, Mutt.
Shut up.
What's up?
It's Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie, talking to Joe. Where the hell did she come from?
Doesn't matter. Put your foot down, Mutt.
Hey, no.
Look, we'll never get a shot at him half as good. Stay at this side of him, Mutt. Yeah. Wide as you can.
You're right. Rosie's been the cockroach in the bread bin too long. She'll have to take her chances like everyone else. Hard to the bloody boards, Mutt.
Yeah, I will.
So it's unfair when you work it out. Well, I've got a fall for you.
Rosie, look.
Joe, that car.
Aye, the supercharged Plymouth. Must
get out of the way!
What?
Well, what happened?
Rosie, what on earth?
Someone's on the wheel. Did they organise it? But they were going to...
I was just going to stand there and let that car mow you down, was you? I'm not bloody surprised.
Mr. Carew.
Kill me, you do.
But where did you come from?
I brought Rosie home. If Holmes were anybody's mug enough to call Icky's collapse. Just as well I did, but you'd be part of the pub wall like that L driver there if she hadn't given you the hell of a push. Skidded real bad when he missed you, didn't he? Well, I hope she knew what she was doing.
Rosie, you...
Matt, are you okay?
Has he bought it too? Struth, look at him, Lil. I think he's checked out.
Handed in his room key.
Taken the high jump of Mr. Flamin' mattress.
Matt too? Oh, no.
This is dreadful. Are they saying Mutt's killed as well?
Before he killed you, you fruitcake. Not to mention their own bloody daughter.
But Mutt had nothing against me, Rosie. Why would he do something like that?
Oh. Look, it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Now, Lil, don't get upset.
Jeff, they're not. And all because we've been trying to do things your way, you drongo. We could have had a nice, quiet drink. Fixed everything sure and gentle as a home of peace. But nah, you had to... Rosie!
G'day, Lil.
Well, you're back then?
Yeah. Almost didn't stay too long, though, did I?
Now, don't give me wrong ideas. Accidents happen at Hickey's Collapse. The cloud of misfortune.
I had the right idea from way back. Like you never needed me on your patch anyway. I was just a complication in the grand scheme of things.
Now, Rosie, listen.
I know someone who'll listen to what I've got to say, Bonzo. I know someone who'll hang on to every bloody word. Joe, take me to the Backerberg division. I'm going to wrap this case up for you good and proper.
You mean you'll give evidence in behalf of your mum and dad? Aye, I thought you'd come to that conclusion finally.
Oh, why don't we all have a drink?
Aye?
Yeah, why don't we? Hard day, lot of upset and grief. Drinks, just what the doctor ordered.
That's a very sound idea, Mrs. McGee. Aye, in the circumstances, highly acceptable. You'd appreciate a sup, wouldn't you, Mr. Carew?
Well, yeah, well, snakes and lizards don't buy you one too often, it's right.
Caruana Carew, well, what rock did you crawl out from under?
One where I keep me brains, Bonzo.
Found one small enough, did you?
Oh, bigger than anything I ever come across round here.
A drink? Yeah, that's the ticket.
Now, Lil.
My shout, Bonzo, my shout. We'll do this right for change, right? Joe's dying for a drink. Look at him. You can see it.
So why did he ask it, I mean?
I don't know.
Oh, hell, me foot. Lil's taking her time with those drinks, isn't she?
I tell you, he asked me more than once.
To go to the Danny?
Aye.
Does she know what she's doing?
Matt, you're talking about?
Mutt, I'd forgotten till a few minutes ago, but he asked me to go to the Dunny. Practically pleaded with me. Funny thing for him to want, wasn't it?
Dunny queues, oh, you don't get them with the snakes and the lizards.
Hey.
Well, you go when you want, where you want out there. Doesn't cost you a penny either.
Here we go then. Drinks. Drinks all round.
Watch it, Joe. Come again.
Lil, I don't know if she's trying anything, but...
Cheers. Good luck all round.
Which is which, doll?
The one without. I mean, here. You take this one, Goanna.
Oh, good on you, Lil.
Rosie and Bonzo, these two. That's mine. So that means this one must be Joe's. Yeah. Without.
Without what?
Without any charge. Oh. With the management's compliments. So, here's to crime. I mean, here's to the Rosses who stop crime.
Yeah. Cheers.
Here's a go.
What's that?
Bruce! I got it wrong! I must have been the one with a flaming hammerhead! But it was dead simple! The one without the cross! Look! The Danny!
I gotta get to the Danny!
Lil, wait for me!
Truth, it's all action down the bloody Danny here today, isn't it?
Where's she going? Did Mott tell her to go to?
I think, Joey, she was. Lil! Oh, crikey, you meant to put...
Rosie, hold on, I'm right behind you.
Everybody go to the Dunny at once in this place.
The Dunny. Hell.
Lil, hang on. My foot.
Shake it, Bonzo. Full of sheep tip. Gotta...
But Lil!
Tried to poison Joe. Did it to herself, right?
Look, Lil!
Rosie, wait, I said...
Stephen the Crow.
What?
Now, the Dunny blew up.
Bloody mad.
Pardon? What blew up the Dunny?
Well, it could have been something she ate, could it?
But that's terrible. That means... By God, Mutt was trying to get me to go to the Dunny. That means...
Look out!
Hey?
The can from the Dunny. Duck, Mr. McGee.
Mr. McGee.
By God. Oh, no.
Him done for too. Look, this isn't possible.
Rosie, come away. This is most unfortunate. The bench will cloud over Hickey's collapse. Aye, your beloved father.
Oh, Joe. Joe, they were bad, bad people, the worst, but still, God.
I know, Rosie.
Rosie, I know. And it seems there was a scheme to do away with me. Mutt and the Dunny. So many unlucky incidents. Somehow I never... Here, what's that sound?
You people finish going to the Dunny now, knocking each other off, whatever you're doing.
That sound, what is it?
Oh, your mob troopers. They must have found their jeep you left lying around in the desert and come to pick up the bones. Well, you're done for the baddies, I see.
Baddies?
Won't be no more missing persons now, eh? You'll be the hero of the hour. So that means you'll be shoving off. Leaving this place to them it belongs to.
Joe, help me.
I will, Rosie, I will.
Us snakes and lizards.
Can I count on that?
You know you can, Rosie. You saved my life. I can't forget that. And anyway, we're well destined for each other.
You mean it's as bad as that?
Come on now, hush.
Hey, come on.
Joe.
Hey, what's that? Where the Dunny was?
You're a drongo. A dill. Look, it's not right.
Hush, Rosie, be calm now.
No, don't not after all.
Yeah, something down in the ground there with a funny kind of yellow gleam to it. Yellow. Well, what do you know about that? Nicky, wherever you are now, you made one final blur, didn't you? Looked every place for your stupid gold except there. Oh, struth, it's enough to give a black... Still, heave a bit of the dirt back, kicking a few rocks, and there. There, it's lizards and snakes territory again, the way it should be. The way it was before the drongas and the dills. The galahs. Stupid Icky went back to the outback to locate his strike, how he tried. When the mug understood that he'd lost it for good, well, Icky just dropped down and died. They raised a town above him to remember the greatest of saps. And dills still come to dig there. Drongos come to Icky's collapse.
Peter Gunn played Joe, John Turnbull Bonzo, De Villiers David Wideawake Lil, Deborah Berlin Rosie, John Hollis Mutt, John Baddeley Jeff, in Hickey's Collapse by Bruce Stewart, who also played Goanna Carew. The director was Martin Jenkins.